From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati revealed the 7 priority agendas for the finance track for Indonesia's G20 presidency in 2022 when speaking at a virtual press conference from Jakarta on Tuesday. The first one is coordination on global policies to recover the economy, including on the exit policy. The second agenda is regarding the COVID-19 impact on health and economic sectors. The third one is the central bank digital currency. Sustainable finance is fourth in the agendas and covers the roles of financial sector in supporting important agenda at the global level. The fifth agenda is on cross-border payment and will focus on taking advantage of the optimization of digitalization for boosting productivity and at the same time address risks and challenges that may emerge. The sixth agenda is financial inclusion. The last agenda is the progress and implementation of the approval and development of global taxation principles, including the ones related to tax incentives. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said the culinary creative economy subsector contributed as much as 42% to the state revenue amid the pandemic. The minister informed in a written statement issued on Tuesday, the main contributors are culinary with 42%, fashion with 18%, and craft with 15%. Furthermore, the culinary subsector has a huge opportunity to advance the tourism industry and Indonesia's creative economy. Hence, the government is encouraging the Indonesia Spices Up the World program to globalize Indonesian cuisine, which is rich in spices and distinctive flavors of the archipelago. The program is also targeted to reach the Indonesian diaspora abroad with approximately 4,000 Indonesian restaurants serving as frontliners in Indonesia's culinary promotion. The Papua Police announced on Tuesday that armed Papuan terrorist security disturbances will not disrupt the hosting of the upcoming PON National Games and National Para Games. Papua Police Chief Inspector General Matius Fakhiri appealed to participating athletes and officials to not worry, as some 8,000 security personnel will secure the country's biggest multi-sport events. According to Fakhiri, the security situation in 4 regions that will co-host the PON National Games are far away from areas frequently disrupted by the armed Papuan separatist terrorists. Papua has come under the spotlight of Indonesia's media outlets as it is due to host this year's PON National Games and National Para Games or PAPARNAS. The games will be held in Jayapura City and the districts of Jayapura, Mimika, and Merauke from October 2nd to the 15th, while PAPARNAS will be held from October 2nd I should say November 2nd to the 15th. Now we move to the international news. Russia has stopped technical design of a super heavy rocket for flights to the moon, but it is possible that work may be resumed later. Dmitry Baranov, Director General of the Samara Rocket and Space Center Progress, told Sputnik. In December last year, Roscosmos State Space Corporation Chief Dmitry Rogozin announced on Facebook the project of a super heavy rocket, which was named Yenisei, and in a heavier version, Dawn, will be revised to use more breakthrough technologies, methane as fuel instead of oxygen and kerosene. Now work on the creation of an oxygen-kerosene super heavy rocket has been completely stopped. Baranov clarified that the work was stopped at the technical design stage. It was previously assumed that it will end in October 2021. The UN Security Council must extend its mission in Afghanistan in an upcoming vote and supply additional staff and resources to monitor and report on rights abuses, a prominent rights group said on Tuesday. Amnesty International senior advocate at the UN, Lawrence Moss, said in a press release, the Taliban takeover poses grave risk to vulnerable groups, especially journalists, ethnic minorities, women and girls, and those who work with the former government, foreign states and contractors. The release said that present in the country since 2002, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, monitors the country's human rights situation and provides oversight through the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The UN World Food Programme, or WFP, said on Tuesday it managed to resume the air link with Kabul after conducting its first humanitarian flight since the Taliban took over Afghanistan last month. The UN agency said in a press release that the WFP-led United Nations Humanitarian Air Service has resumed flights to Kabul, enabling humanitarian responders and much-needed relief items to reach desperate Afghans in multiple locations across the country. We end the news with UN Security General Antonio Guterres at the opening of the 76th session of the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, who called on the global community to accelerate response to the COVID-19 pandemic and meet targets on climate. Guterres said ahead of the high-level week starting September 21st, which will see the world leaders coming to New York City to address issues of international concern in person, that the UN needs to speed up response to COVID-19 with vaccines, treatment, and equipment for all, not only those with the most. UN needs countries to commit and live up to bold climate targets at COP26 in Glasgow. The new session of the UN General Assembly starts on Tuesday, and the high-level week of the Assembly will be held September 21st to the 27th. Well, listener, that was the news.
Angkasa, wanita, dan ikan, sekali udara tetap ikut.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 15, 1974 about Air Vietnam Flight 706 accident. Air Vietnam Flight 706 crashed on September 15, 1974 near Phan Rang Air Base in South Vietnam. The plane was hijacked by Lê Duc Tan holding two grenades. He is a South Vietnamese Army soldier who was demoted from captain to lieutenant for being involved in car theft. He demanded to be flown to Hanoi in North Vietnam. For unknown reasons, the pilot approached the airfield at Phan Rang Air Base but aborted the landing. Shortly after that, the plane crashed from a height of 1,000 feet or 300 meters, killing all 75 people on board and crew. Moving on to an event on September 15, 2008 about International Democracy Day. In 2007, the United Nations General Assembly decided to celebrate September 15 as International Democracy Day with the aim of promoting and upholding democratic principles. The date was chosen referring to the Universal Declaration on Democracy issued by the Inter-Parliamentary Union on September 15, 1997. The declaration affirms the principles of democracy, the elements and practices of democratic government, and the scope of international democracy. We end Today in History with an event on September 15, 2017 about Parsons Green train bombing. On the morning of September 15, 2017, an explosion occurred on the District Line train at Parsons Green Underground Station, London, England. 30 people were treated at hospitals or emergency care centers. Most of the victims suffered burns from the explosion of a bucket bomb with a timer containing the explosive chemical TATP or triacetone triperoxide. Police arrested the main suspect, an 18-year-old Iraqi refugee Ahmed Hassan, in the departure area of the port of Dover the following day. Police then raided several addresses, including the foster home of an elderly couple in Sunbury-on-Thames, where Hassan lives. Well, listeners, that was Today in History.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indo.
Indonesia ku, Indonesia ku,
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
World Bank's executive directors on Saturday approved the $380 million US loan for the development of the first pumped storage hydropower plant in Indonesia. This 1,040 megawatt power plant is located in the upstream of Jisokan River between Jakarta and Bandung. World Bank's Director for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Satu Kahkonen, in their official statement on Saturday said, "This project showed a turning point in the road to decarbonization in Indonesia." She added the World Bank will keep supporting Indonesia in achieving a resilient, sustainable, and inclusive development so that it benefits the Indonesian people both in the present and in the future. The hydropower plant development aims to increase the power plant capacity during the peak load, while supporting energy transition and achieving the decarbonization target. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arifin Tasrif said, "Indonesian government is committed to reducing greenhouse gas emission, among many through sustainable energy development, energy conservation effort, and clean energy technology use." The minister further explained that the reduced emission from the energy sector was supported by many actions such as the power procurement from sustainable power plants and energy efficiency. More than 80% of electric power produced for Java Bali Network, which provides power for 70% of Indonesians, comes from fossil fuel. Arifin Tasrif said the important effort to support decarbonization is developing an energy storage facility which allows integrating renewable energy into the power network. The pumped storage hydropower plant plays a key role in this approach. Therefore, Arifin said the facility potentially gives a significant increase in power plant capacity to fulfill the needs during the peak load. The same facility will provide a great storage capacity that allows renewable energy absorption in a greater amount, while reducing the transmission network's load. As a result, a more eco-friendly and reliable power plant can benefit the consumers in Java and Bali.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Labuan Bajo Port is very strategic because it is the entrance to the province of East Nusa Tenggara, NTT. In addition, it is also the entrance to the Komodo Island National Park, because every tourist who will come to Labuan Bajo by sea, land or air will go to Labuan Bajo Port to cross the Komodo Island National Park. Labuan Bajo Port will be converted only as a passenger and tourist port because it is famous for its beautiful sea tourism. So, many tourists come to Labuan Bajo for vacation and enjoy its natural attractions. The name Labuan Bajo is taken from the names Labuan and Bajo. The word Labuan is taken from the port because the Labuan Bajo area is a place for large or small ships to dock when entering the province of the NTT by sea. So, over time, it is commonly referred to as Labuan. Bajo is taken from the name of the Bajo tribe, known as the coastal tribe who usually lives on boats or houses on stilts, which are made above the sea and then survive by catching fish from various waters. It can be said that the original Labuan Bajo tribe is the Bajo tribe who has lived and settled in Labuan Bajo for decades. The location of Labuan Bajo Port is indeed very strategic. Besides being on the national route, which is the entrance to the province of the NTT, it is about 3.5 km or 10 minutes by cars, quite close to Komodo International Airport. When your ship docks at Labuan Bajo Harbor, you don't have to worry about lodging and other supporting facilities. Lodging suggests inns, hotels, and villas with prices starting at 100,000 per night are available around Labuan Bajo Port. In addition, public transportation is easy for you to find, such as motorcycle taxis or small buses. You can also look for motorbike, car or minibus rentals that are available not far from Labuan Bajo Harbor. Labuan Bajo Port and its surroundings are also widely available for food and drinks, with prices starting at 10,000 per food menu and 5,000 per drink menu. Although Labuan Bajo Village is not too big, the facilities here really support the needs of tourists, so that the inflation for the tourism business here is quite increased. Therefore, there are many facilities available around the port that you can use when traveling to Labuan Bajo by sea route. Labuan Bajo is not only rich in tourism destinations, but also in culture and language that are rarely found in other regions in Indonesia. Thereby, please make your plans from now on to travel to Labuan Bajo via Labuan Bajo Port. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
bukan lagi yang dulu, bukan yang engkau tahu. Kini beda dari waktu ke waktu. Ku bukan seperti dulu, dengan cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bisa Diulang, which means can you repeat it please? Kevin is calling a restaurant. He orders a fried chicken. The delivery service staff asks his address and asks him to repeat it in a friendly way. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mau diantar kemana, Pak?
Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1.
Maaf, bisa diulang?
Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mau, mau, which means want. Diantar, diantar, which means to be delivered. Kemana, kemana, which means where. Bisa, bisa, which means can. Diulang, diulang, which means be repeated. Mau diantar kemana, Pak? Mau diantar kemana, Pak? Which means, where do you want we to deliver it, sir? Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1. Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1. Which means, Lokacipta Housing Complex number 1. Maaf, bisa diulang? Maaf, bisa diulang? Which means, sorry, can you repeat it, please? In the dialogue, you hear an apology, maaf, bisa diulang, maaf, bisa diulang, which means, sorry, can you repeat it, please? The term can be used when you ask someone to repeat something. The key word is diulang or ulang, which means be repeated or repeat. To sound polite, you may use bisa, boleh, tolong, or mohon, which means can, may, or please, before the word diulang or ulang. Let's listen to the other examples of asking someone to repeat something. Saya Kevin Smith, which means I'm Kevin Smith. Maaf, boleh diulang? Which means sorry, you can't repeat it? Kevin Smith. Saya Kevin Smith, which means I'm Kevin Smith. Maaf, tolong ulang? Which means sorry, repeat it please. Kevin Smith. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mau diantar kemana, Pak?
Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1.
Maaf, bisa diulang?
Perumahan Lokacipta nomor 1.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sepian. in the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song from West Sumatra entitled Malam Bainai. The song Malam Bainai was composed by Karim Nur and popularized by Eli Kasim. The song Malam Bainai tells about the atmosphere before the wedding day at the bride's house. The bride-to-be does bainai or sticks pounded red pickle flowers on her nails. The served food in the event is goat curry. It tastes very delicious. Many young people see the event. At Malam Bainai, or the bride night, the bride-to-be sheds tears because that day is her last day with her family. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Eli Kasim.
Mama banyak meminta.
Of Indonesia.
Dan kan
Voice of Indonesia.
Denai pasangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.